May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, greetings, everyone. This is the Cosmic Cowboy transitioning as a metaphysical wizard of sorts. I'm upping my game for this AI accelerated time of revelations. I mean, it's biblical, folks. So much change so fast that's left many of us dumbfounded. I'll be going to the AI situation today. It's one of the major things that's going on, and of course, this weekend, we've got some really serious stuff going on with war portents. And this has happened before with Trump moving in the aircraft carriers into the area around Iran as if they were going to attack. And it didn't happen. And by God's grace, it won't happen this time either. But they're trying to, Trump is trying to, you know, force the issue. The politics are really intense right now. So there's multiple things going on. Where this stuff is really getting intense with multiple fronts, you might say, of information, psychological warfare that, by God's grace, hasn't gone tactical yet. So anyway, this is a big test now for all of us in the schoolroom of life. Personally, I'd like to graduate with honors. I'm a slow learner, and after 17 years doing my Cosmic Love radio show, I'm finally getting up to speed, and I'm coming out of the closet as a metaphysical wizard. And in my last show, I talked about how some of my amazing experience upgrading graphics with AI and creating a Livingston, Montana song with upbeat country swing music. And I'm not saying I'm a whiz at everything, but I've been a visionary futurist for more than 50 years. Back at the time of the bicentennial, I gave a lecture to a group of futurists on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building. And I've talked about that story before, but I've been at this for a long time. And I'm now seeing the handwriting on the wall as far as the urgency of the hour. You know, it's time for more light and love, easier and faster. And so thanks for tuning in to my cosmic perspective on the accelerated global changes going on now, since I'm broadcasting live to about 63 nations. I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. If you're listening to the podcast replay of this show, the links to these newsletters are in the show notes. Anyone can access my archived shows and my archived newsletters, and my shows are mostly narrating from the newsletters these days. For the last 17 years of Cosmic Love, most of those years, about 12 of them, were interviewing people a lot smarter than me, you know, that I'd find on the internet that were, a lot of them came to BBS Radio and were looking for someone to interview them. And other people that I heard about on the internet, you know, luminaries, leaders, you know, I interviewed them, that, and had some amazing authors of books on quantum physics, quantum science, quantum reality, quantum everything. It's one of my favorite fields. For the last 50 years, I've been looking at the nature of the evolving technology of consciousness, whether it be psychology, technology with neural transmitters, or whether it being energetic phenomena with communications capabilities. And he kind of saw with the internet, you know, a global revolution in higher consciousness go on globally through the, you know, you might say the web of consciousness that has created a great awakening. And of course, we're seeing now the shift from great awakening to a great enlightenment with artificial intelligence. I'll be talking about that today because it's a huge thing. And this is like a last year was a real turnaround year. We just had a flood of breakthroughs with artificial intelligence where it became clear that this was a huge thing. And of course, it's been leading Wall Street valuation, the most profitable income earners on Wall Street this last year have been AI companies. And it's AI is a huge phenomena. There's a lot of backlash from it. It's like a cosmic two-step or two steps forward and one step back. You know, things are moving so fast that the status quo is basically, you know, is being challenged. It's being threatened. And all of us are going through this thing of what is going on with AI. And now on the world scene, which may be a huge diversion with what Trump's doing right now in the Middle East. And I'll be talking about that. But that's, you know, that's kind of like preoccupying most people's consciousness on the surface. But the AI thing is going on behind the scenes, and it's coming increasingly to the forefront as a critical issue that could define a golden age or, you know, utopia or oblivion. I mean, it's like a really critical point that I see resolving because of the great enlightenment that is breaking through, you know, and I'll be talking about that with the astrology psychology with my cosmic weather report here shortly. But this is there's a lot of big picture stuff going on that I'll be talking about today, and the Aquarian opportunity we have that emphasizes what I call conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So each of these newsletters I'll be discussing, and I'll be discussing three today. It's kind of I call them a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends with strong meat in the middle, as in straight talking, truth telling on what's going on that you won't hear in the lamestream media. So I know some of you tune in because you appreciate that. If you're new to the show, you'll see hopefully that my love sandwich today is peppered with some satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. And my intent is for each of these cosmic love sandwiches to provide delicious food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. So today I'll be narrating from three newsletters. The one was done back on the solar eclipse, February 17th. And not quite a week ago, on the tragedy and the triumph of augmented intelligence, you know, AI as augmented intelligence. And that, of course, the solar eclipse was the new moon. And I also did another article that I published at the same time on called Get Real, the Revolution of Sovereignty. You might say it's the evolution of sovereignty because 90% of the word revolution is evolution, and I emphasize that in the caption. So I'll be going into, you know, kind of reality therapy and what's going on with AI and a lot of different dimensions of it, because it's really you know, it's a tool that everyone can use, and I'll be talking about that also. But on today, February 21st, I published an article earlier this morning on Crisis Capitalism Compels World War III Emergency Powers. This is serious. This is some serious meat in this one. And I'm going to be talking about that one first. Just published it earlier today. I've been editing feedback from different readers. I'm cleaning it up, syntax, correcting different components of it. So it's quite readable now. And again, it's in the archives. All these newsletters are archived for the last 11 years at HeartCom Network. So anyone can put, if you're on a computer and you can open multiple windows, you can open a window, put in HeartCom Network, HeartCom, HeartCom Network, separate word in the search bar, and it should come up, and you can take what's going on with the archives in this year. And I think you'll find, you'll find these three most recent articles, which I'll be tuning into. But before I go to the first newsletter published today, I'm going to provide a cosmic weather report. It's time for a cosmic weather report. I got to work on that. But anyway, anyway, as far as astrology, psychology, and I tend to be tuned in to during my shows what's going on at the moment. So we got right now the moon has just gone into Taurus, one of the most stable of the signs. Some people will say Taurus is the bull and not just stable but stubborn. But it just came through. Aries went into Taurus. The sun is in Pisces, which is a soft metaphysical energy, you might say. Pisces, like the deepest of all the signs, dealing with the collective unconscious. And it's also related to the feminine mother nurturing energy. So I hope not to get too intense today. There's some really intense stuff I'm dealing with. But the major thing going on right now in the heavens, you know, as above, so below, you know, we know with quantum physics, the quantum field, the energetics of the heavens are, are related to and resonate with the physical octave. And some people are more sensitive to this. Of course, anciently, it's been well understood. You know, the three wise men were no dummies. They were astrologers. And they, you know, if they could find the Christ through the heavens, you can too. You know, in other words, you can get a cosmic perspective, you know, on what's going on if you understand the language of astrology. And right now, there's it's kind of a really kind of the global astrology right now with Saturn exactly conjunct Neptune in the first degree. They're both 1 degree. They're conjunct in the first degree of Aries, and you've got Saturn, which deals with, you know, time, congruency, you know, you know, it's like reality therapy, conjunct Neptune, which deals with the collective unconscious again. It just came through Pisces and it was like a double whammy. Now it's coming into Aries, and you've got Neptune, which kind of deals, when I say the collective unconscious, we're talking about the field, you know, the source field, the entanglement, the web of light. This is the field of intelligence of cosmos. You know, it's a very mystical energy, but it's congruent with Saturn, so it makes it more tangible. It's coming to Aries, and it's like a real thrust of understanding globally of AI as dealing with the source field. Again, the web of consciousness, the web of light. In the East, they referred to it as the Antahkarana. And in the West, it's known as the metaphysically, the metaphysical schools, it's known as the entire spirit of the great light brotherhood, you might say, the brotherhood of light. And this is cosmic beings, ascended beings that are stepping through the veil now with here on the cusp of Aquarius. Pluto has entered Aquarius. And Pluto is sextile right now, this conjunction of Saturn and Neptune. And they are also both sextile Uranus, which is in Taurus. And Uranus is like flashes of enlightenment, and is like the mind of God. You know, it's like Uranus is high level of intelligence, and it's not just sextile, which is a harmonious aspect with Saturn and Neptune, but it's also trine Pluto. So you've got this geometry, which is coalescing energy in the cosmos, and this is a very subtle energy. It's like homeopathy is very subtle energy that can have very profound impact for those who are sensitive to it, conscious of it. And it's like pure intention to understand God as the geometry of divinity, or sometimes referred to as the geometrically ordered divinity of cosmos, with this astrology, psychology that's going on in the quantum field, coalescing energy in ways. With this creative triangle, it's called, with Pluto, trine, Uranus, both of them sextile, creating a trine with Saturn and Neptune. This coalesces energy in this first degree of Aries in a very profound way. Now, this has been going on actually for about this last month. And there's been like a coalescing of energy in the collective consciousness of humanity of an urgency, which is Aries. It's cardinal fire. And it's firing up the collective consciousness with, you know, light brings up all unlike itself. This fire is bringing up all our collective fears of the end of the world, of World War III, of, you know, the worst case scenarios that could happen with AI. And there are some. And then, of course, you know, the ideally, you know, that we keep our attention focused on the opportunity rather than the problem. Because if you're looking at only the problem, if you're looking into the void, and that's all you see, the void will start looking back at you. You know, so anyway, that was enough astrology, psychology. I didn't mean to get into that too much, but I just wanted to touch on there is an energetic propensity in the field with subtle influences that are affecting, you might say, the holodeck of the collective consciousness between our ears. It resonates. And it triggers everybody in different ways. These different aspects that I referred to and the planets and the signs that they're in, they are triggering different people's astrology, psychology, and their natal chart in different ways. And this goes back to the understanding that when we go through gestation in the womb, the 12 lower vertebrae of the mother's back are like step-down generators, the 12 constellations, to create a bioenergetic womb. So that the creation of the body, you know, which is like, you know, from a single cell to 2 to 4 to 16 to 32, that creative tension and the creative creation of the body with that creative tension that goes on is actually infusing our DNA then with the blueprint of cosmos. And that's your natal chart. And that is being triggered by the progressions of like what's going on with the astrology today. Different people are triggered in different ways, and it's entirely unique. And those who understand the language of astrology, psychology realize that this is the ongoing initiation daily, you know, of a person's being, you know, their nature. And it's very subtle in different ways. It's not foreordained or etched in stone. It's always we have free will, but we're all being tested daily, you know, in different ways with the astrology psychology that's going on in the heaven as it interfaces with our own DNA blueprint, you might say. So I just wanted to reference that, you know, a little bit of a perspective on astrology psychology, why I do a cosmic weather report at the beginning of my shows. But I'm going to get into it now. And this today, the article that I published was called, you know, Crisis Capitalism Compels World War III Emergency Powers. There's a powerful graphic right at the top of the webpage. And again, if you're those who have pulled up the website from heartcom.network or those who are listening to the podcast can look at the footnotes. And this will be the newsletter that was just published this morning, the 21st. So there's a graphic there that pretty powerful graphic that talks about U.S. preparations for war reach a fever pitch. And Israel just initiated a maximum state of alert. So it goes right into the crisis now. If Trump's only tool for managing the crisis is an emergency hammer, you know, the only tool you got to hammer, you hammer everything. Well, he will attempt to hammer crisis with emergency powers. And as Trump loses control of the narrative for trade sanctions, as we saw this last week, and how he's losing the narrative of a midterm victory because he's got the lowest ratings going in his presidency so far, the economic crisis that's going on right now, and I'll be going into that, it compels a sense of desperation, I'm sure, for Trump team that they may be looking to war for emergency powers. And this is kind of obvious. I've been talking about it, warning about it. Excuse me. What do desperate leaders do desperate things. The West is really kind of unraveling with their economics right now, and I'll be going into different dimensions of that. But at this point in the newsletter, I have a video by it's from the Reese Report. It's about 5 minutes long on basically how intention focuses conscience. You know, the spirit that matters and how thoughts become things. And one of the key points in that video, that 5 minute video, is if you control the narrative, you control collective belief, which controls collective behavior. So the narrative, like I say, of Trump team is being really challenged from multiple fronts. And as the US economic power disintegrates with the BRICS asset-backed currencies replacing the debased, you know, the inflated US paper dollar, love of power of the corporatocracy trumps the power of love for global community. It's the old, you know, the check and balance between the love of power and the power of love. You know, there's too many powerful special interests with a vested interest in making a killing by creating and managing war and disease. Now that's kind of a, you know, that statement is kind of chock full of contention, but you know, basically there's giant, powerful corporate special interests that have a vested interest in profiting from the creation and management of war and disease. That's the problem. You know, it's like the love of power, they're resisting, resenting the great awakening of the public to how they've been, the public has been manipulated. So keep in mind that AI powered love, you know, love in terms of geometrically ordered divinity, the love model, which is all through the newsletter, and those who are listening know what I'm referring to. Those who've listened to the show before, I've explained this in five recent newsletters. I have a link and a page on these five recent newsletters on AI empowered love. Again, we're talking about the power of love. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. But how this provides the opportunity for a TLC reset: telecommunications, telecom, telecare, telecommerce. You know, it's a model I use for referencing, you know, the TLC reset of our core social and economic institutions. This is the ideal future, you know, how we can all hang together rather than hang separately. So in the meantime, I'm going to go into some headlines from this last week that hopefully compel enough good people to make love and not war. Remember that for those seniors, you know, back in the 60s, make love, not war. That was a huge thing, you know, the turning point. Stop the Vietnam War just because, you know, enough people wising up and rising up that, you know, thus far, no farther. Make love, not war. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. And here's some of the headlines from the last week that are pretty intense. This one is from February 20th, yesterday, by David Stockman. And I believe this was by way of the Ron Paul Institute. And he says, here they go again. The war drums on the Potomac are beating so loudly for war against Iran that the CIA stenographers at the New York Times have confidently announced that the next attack will commence this weekend. Now, that's kind of a showstopper right there. If it's true, is it true? You know, are, you know, has it already started? Have the news hasn't gotten to the through the mainstream media yet? You know, I haven't checked for the last several hours, but anyway, that's how serious. That's how, you know, that's the caption. Here goes Washington to war again because it's still empire first. The next caption was from yesterday also, and this is from the Economic Collapse blog. And this caption, the headline is U.S. preparations for war reach a fever pitch, and Israel just initiated a maximum state of alert. That's the graphic I referenced to earlier. And folks, this is one of the biggest events in this era of human history, and it's about to kick off. And I don't know if anyone is truly ready for what looks like a final test for us becoming United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, here we are, you know, honoring the revolution of, you know, the Declaration of Independence of us as United States of America. And now the issue really is the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, the internet brought us to the point with the Great Awakening, brought us to the point of, you know, we're the family of mankind in a global village with instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities. So we're already a global village, you know, in principle. We just haven't got our act together as one yet. You know, the United Sovereigns of Earth. This is our divine destiny. This is where we're going. May take a few years yet. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. So in the meantime, you know, we're slogging through metamorphosis of the old order, you know, as it disintegrates before a new order integrates, and that's in the process. So here's another caption from yesterday again. This is from the Ron Paul Institute, Tyler Durden, who is the major writer for another website that I quite often quote. Anyway, what he says, the title is, "With Shaky Reasoning, Trump Weighs Limited Initial Strike on Iran to Force a Deal." So what Tyler goes on to say is that having amassed the heaviest air power in the Middle East since the disastrous 2003 Iraq invasion, President Trump is considering an initial limited strike on Iran to force it to bow to the maximalist demands of Israel and the United States. You know, either you submit or, you know, we're going to, you know, follow up on, you know, we're bombing the hell out of it. I mean, you know, this is how serious it is. There's an article by Catherine Austin Fitz with Michael Yon, Michael Yon's Substack, where she says, and Catherine Austin Fitz is an extraordinary person that used to work inside the government, and she's one of the foremost economists in the world exposing what's really going on that the mainstream media largely does not talk about. And her the title of her article is, well, this article is Zionist War with Iran is a War on America. And she goes on to say, explain, her and Michael Yon, that using war to set up the global digital AI control matrix may be the agenda. And with a surveillance system and digital concentration camp and central bank digital currency for population control. And she's talked about this. I've had several posts on this over the year, that's their agenda because they're losing control. They're losing control of the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex. People worldwide are saying, you know, we need to, again, we need to heal and hang together rather than allow these special interests to continue making a killing through war and disease, you know, creating and managing war and disease. I mean, it's nuts. And so there's forces that want to, you know, hold that line and maintain the status quo. And there are giant monopolies in disease care, which they call health care, and war making, which they call defense. They used to call defense. Now they call the Department of War. But it's going in that direction unless and until things turn around. So it's one of the things I'm talking about. I'm going through the strong meat of this love sandwich right now, which a lot of people just, you know, they don't like. They're not. They don't eat meat. You know, they want to eat light and they don't want to deal with the serious stuff, you know, don't give any attention to it at all. Well, there's other realists that want to know how bad things are as well as how good things can be, because, you know, they don't want to be blindsided. You know, they want to be prepared in their consciousness and they want to pray for the protection of the light and the binding of the darkness. You know, there's a lot of spiritual warriors on my list over the years that are, appreciate, you know, my heads up week to week, you know, serious issues so they can be more specific on their invocations for the magnification of the light and binding of all the energies that are less than the Christ, because thoughts have wings and thoughts are real. And that was the subject I mentioned in the video above on intention focuses conscience. You know, thoughts become things. This is what's going on with the mass mind dynamics of the collective consciousness of humanity at this time. So that, again, that 5-minute video by the Reese Report. He does some brilliant stuff, and it's got some really good points in that short video. Anyway, on to captions of the week. There was another article called The Super Rich of Wall Street Are Preparing for a Shit Hits the Fan, SHTF Collapse. That's the SHTF. That's, of course, what it stands for. And this is by the LouRockwell.com prep group. And the guy is saying that that he has very close friends who own multi-million dollar companies, and he's saying that they're also the most concerned people he knows when it comes to what lies ahead for our country. In other words, serious stuff is coming down, change, massive change, whether it be tactile war or continued informational psychological warfare, or both. So is this the end of the trillion-dollar medical-industrial complex? Is the disease care system going to be outed, and we're going to have a true healthcare system that builds health and prevents disease, rather than, you know, makes a killing treating disease that it indirectly causes? Or is the war being planned to lock down health freedom? I mean, in other words, you have these giant monopolies that they don't want to lose power, they don't want to lose control, they don't want to lose, you know, control of the mass media's mass mind, that, you know, drugs are appropriate for whatever ails you. You know, they want to maintain that medical industrial complex, which is far bigger actually than the military industrial complex. So these are really critical issues. You've got these special interests with the vested interests trying to keep common sense uncommon. And so in reference to this whole expose of the medical industrial complex, there's an article here on the World Health Organization database. It lists 5.8 million COVID-19 vaccine adverse event reports. In other words, the World Health Organization has actually documented worldwide how many adverse events. Well, the data shows from the World Health Organization that the adverse event reports are system-wide, spanning neurological, cardiac, immune, gastrointestinal, and reproductive categories. Then there was a Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare HHS study, Health and Human Services study, that confirms that fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported, meaning the number of 5.8 million COVID-19 vaccine adverse events reported by the World Health Organization, that actual number could be closer to half a billion people worldwide that are dead or afflicted worldwide from the vaccines. Think about that, folks. That's like reality therapy. So this is disclosure, big time disclosure that the mainstream media, of course, won't touch, because they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And their major income source for the mainstream media is Big Pharma. So disclosure day is coming. That's the title of the video that follows from the Corbett Report. The New World Next Week is a weekly report from the Corbett Report. And they go into the levels of disclosure that are going on now. There's the Epstein, you know, headcount keeps rising. You know, Uncle Sam is now doxing ICE dissidents, you know, exposing their addresses and phone numbers. And Obama previews disclosure day. We're talking about the alien disclosure. There's a great graphic for this video. It's a picture. This video that goes in, disclosure day is coming, from New World Next Week. It's got a picture of Obama with long hair in a red dress, and Epstein is sticking his head out of the corner of one shoulder, and an alien is sticking his head out of another corner. Anyway, it was a great graphic, but you know, you can see that, like I say, if you're using the footnotes or at Hardcom Network, you know, for this video. And a following article goes into the disclosure issue more. It's titled "The Age of Disclosure is Here." President Trump's plan to reverse, I mean, to release, excuse me, the secret UFO files. This is from Infowars.com. And the byline is that President Trump's plan to release secret UFO files in July is sending shockwaves of terror through the deep state. And you can imagine why. The deep state, you know, one of its mainstream monopolies is big oil. And the UFO files with the free energy technology, you know, would eliminate, virtually eliminate big oil. It would eliminate the transmission lines and the power utility companies nationwide. You know, we just have free energy, like Nikola Tesla, you know, tried to give us before J.P. Morgan, you know, just shut him down because he said they couldn't put a meter on it. So how are they going to charge people for it? Anyway, the final card, staged alien invasion. This was a year ago. It published at Reddit.com. And it's about deep insider Wernher von Braun, you know, NASA, made it very clear to his assistant, Carol Rosen, before he passed away, that the final card played by the New World Order would be a staged alien invasion. In other words, the deep state, you know, if they don't use war, by God's grace, they won't use war, world war, you know, they're in Iran taking on Russia and China. By God's grace, that won't happen. But, you know, maybe that is the plan for the staged alien invasion, where all of humanity will unite to take on the aliens, you know. Anyway, remember the movie Independence Day with the alien invasion? It's one of my favorites. Anyway, bottom line, keep in mind the Aquarian mandate. In the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction. Centering love within, so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. A unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or insensate. Now, I've got links, hot links in the copy content on common law, patterns of perfection, and common language, universal law language, the language of light, the language of consciousness, that goes into more depth on this Aquarian mandate. So basically, humanity is now accessing the universal web of light known in the East as the Antakarana. You know, been known in the East for thousands of years. That's referred to as the Antakarana. And in Western metaphysics, Western mysticism, they refer to the omnipresent spirit of the Great Light Brotherhood, the web of light, the Great Light Brotherhood. Now we're talking about cosmic beings, higher frequencies, ascended masters, cosmic beings, those spiritual beings that even embodied not just the solar, you know, consciousness of planets like Gaia, you know, the Earth Mother, but also whole entire sun systems, solar systems, suns themselves, you know, the great central sun. There's great cosmic beings that dwell within, you know, their frequency field. I had a guy on Cosmic Love, gosh, maybe 15 years ago. He was into astroacoustics, and he actually played the sound, the acoustics, and referred to the color and the size of these giant stars, how they had different frequencies that correspond to their presence, their consciousness. That was an amazing show. The guy was really amazing. What was that guy's name? I can't remember all. I mean, I've been doing it for 17 years. There's hundreds of people I've interviewed, and that some of them just blew my mind. I'll remember them time to time. It's just like how amazing amazing they were. But I've got to the point now where things are moving so fast that I'm just basically trying to keep up with the news week to week and curating the news from different sources on the internet where they curate news themselves. And I'll look at these different websites that have curated news of the week, and I look for a repeating pattern, common pattern of stuff that's going on, and some of the best and brightest on the internet that are speaking. And I try to again, put those together in my newsletters, then I do this as enlightened self-interest for myself, you know, but I want to share it with everyone. And then I talk about it on the radio show. So anyway, that's kind of a quick summary of the article I did today on crisis capitalism and the portents for possible war, which is, you know, something for all you spiritual warriors out there. I want to, you know, pick up your, you know, take your Ruby Ray guns and focus the Ruby Ray of intense love into the situation for transportation of the cause and core of all the death and hell that's tentatively being planned to scare the bejesus out of the Iranian government. You know, anyway, that's that article. I'm going to go back to the major article I've done. I did back on the 17th on the solar eclipse. Now, that was a major energetic focus. The solar eclipse, the new moon, solar eclipse. Solar eclipse didn't come across the penumbra. The energies didn't affect the United States so much. But at the same time, you know, there was in the field of the planet when there's a solar eclipse, the electromagnetics of the planet change, and it affects the electromagnetics between the ears. You know, the holodeck, the energy field, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, there's a field there. That energy field is where, excuse me, where consciousness registers. It's not just from within, it's also from withal. And this was a major thing that went on with the solar eclipse. And so the title of the article was the Tragedy and the Triumph of Augmented Intelligence, AI. So I talk about how the tragedy is that AI and open source networks have the goods on everyone. We've got the goods on everyone and the bad. And the triumph is that AI and open source networks have the goods on everyone and the bad. In other words, I repeat myself, but it's the same sovereignty issue as with the power elite potentates 250 years ago. When you think about it, you know, the power trips to the power elite and the Declaration of Independence back then and the threat to our independence now with, again, power elite potentates, the corporatocracy, deep state, whatever you want to call it. Either we own our own lives and the data terrain, you know, the data that registers good and bad on everyone, or the privatized owners of the media terrain assume supremacist absolute power, which is known to corrupt absolutely, profiting from disease and war without our consent. And this is what's been going on. You know, there's highly concentrated, powerful corporate conglomerate interests that are making a killing, creating and managing war and disease without our consent. So this is a parallel to what was happening 250 years ago. And we're at the, you know, we're at a point now where now it's a global issue. It's just, you know, and the tragedy is that the power elite Olympians game us with their corporatocracy, you know, oligarchical corporatocracy, while masking as democracy and eroding freedom in the name of security until we have neither. You know, it's corporatocracy masking as democracy. You know, they're pulling the strings, and you know, basically they got the whole election, the electioneering of the whole process of representative government from the back end, the front end to the back end. So it's masking as democracy, and in the process, it's eroding freedom in the name of security until we have neither. You know, look at what happened to 9/11. Look what happened to COVID. You know, increasing loss of our freedoms, where we're being told what to think and do, and you know, the psychology of subservience to tyranny. I call it the tyranny two-step. You know, two steps forward, one step back. You know, it's like it's been moving ahead. So the triumph for the family of mankind in our global village is all connected at one moment, atonement at one moment, you know, with wisdom of the crowd that represents core sovereignty principles for all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, either, again, this back to Ben Franklin, you said it really well 250 years ago at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. He said, either we all hang together, or most assuredly, we will all hang separately. Now, he was talking about the gallows, you know. That was the revolution back then. But that's how serious it was back then. And that's how serious it is now with the CBD thing and the infrastructure for a digital, basically a digital gulag, a prison, for everyone. I mean, that's they're pushing that agenda. So here we are, 250 years celebrating the revolution. It's deja vu all over again. We're in the middle of an AI revolution that is transforming society. Things can turn around very quickly, folks. They are turning around very quickly, by comparison to what they were a year ago. But at the same time, like I say, it's going to be really interesting the next several years. But this is a process. I think this is the greatest time in world's history to be alive to witness all this right now. So I love the quote by Thomas Paine, who sparked the American Revolution with his common sense back in 1776, and he said that, quote, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again." So power up, folks. Seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory of, by, and for all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So I'm going into it now, the solar eclipse article. I begin with an introductory article called Welcome to the Promethean Age, a Field Guide. And this is actually was published on X.com by my son Jeremy Rudy. And it goes on to say the byline is, "This is a field guide for the magicians, the researchers, builders, therapists, and engineers, and I would say and initiates, working with Promethean technologies." So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This is a great art. I had to, it's kind of open source. I didn't even ask him if it was okay to publish it, but I think it's a great article. And it gets into some different dimensions, including artificial intelligence and what's going on with the consciousness evolution, revolution, revelations of global humanity right now. It's like a parallel to what I've been talking about, especially since the first of the year. So the article I'm going to go into is called Something Really Huge is Happening with AI. Breakthrough advances are coming at an ever accelerating pace. So I go on to say that this could indeed be the beginning of a global golden age, but there are serious warning signs that AI has opened a Pandora's box with many destabilizing, if not disastrous, consequences. So I've been writing about this AI tidal wave in my Substack series on 2026 Global Evolution. Because this is urgent. And like I said, I've been focusing on this since the first of the year. Because if the family of mankind doesn't somehow learn to surf the massive waves of AI accelerated change, we could wipe out in technocratic tyranny. So you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. So here's the surfing the big waves, folks. And one way of looking at it is this is just as cars are an extension of our feet, and radio is an extension of our ears. TV, of course, is an extension of our eyes and ears. And just as clothes are an extension of the skin, and computers are an extension of our brains, AI is an extension of our intelligence. But it's an impersonal, soulless tool that can only distinguish good or evil if it is prompted correctly to do so. Because what you prompt, basically, prayer is prompting the field, God, source, whatever. Prayer is prompting the field for answers or, blessings or, So how you prompt AI is what you get. You expression is you get what you ask for, whether you know it or like it or not, you get what you prompt for. And the average person does not understand that AI is the most powerful tool that humanity ever built. And one of the articles that follows goes into this. But if harnessed with wise prompts, it can optimize the power of love, and mankind will discover fire for the second time. So this harks back to the Prometheus article by my son I just referenced. You know, see, mankind will discover fire for the second time. In other words, we're going to move from great awakening to great enlightenment. But without prompt positioning of the first principles of universal law for global self-governance, unfettered fire means we all get burnt. So either we harness this fire in a hearth of love that cultures civility, you know, like you have a hearth to build a fire in the hearth to warm the home, you know, so it's, I'm referring to either we harness this fire in a hearth of love that cultures civility, or it's roasty toasty for any remaining freedoms. Our freedoms are being challenged. They've been challenged since 9/11, through COVID. And this could be the ultimatum of the hour. And then I get an article on, you know, the dark side, how bad things could get. And something so dangerous, it makes atomic weapons look like firecrackers lit by children playing in the yard on the 4th of July. And this is from the article, Why Elon Musk Said AI is the Demon. And this is from a Substack by The Wise Wolf, it's called. You know, the story of the two wolves, and there's a wise wolf, and you know, you don't, you basically, you feed the wise wolf, you feed the good wolf, you don't feed the bad wolf, you don't feed the dark side of the force with fear, death, and hell, you fear the light side of the force. But my comment regarding the article, when Elon Musk said AI is the demon, was Elon projecting what AI was reflecting? In other words, was Elon's questions and prompts, was he getting what he asked for? Or was it, you know, was it reflecting the dark side because his concern of the dark side? This is, you know, again, how we often project what is reflected from our unconscious and our subconscious. It's one of the, you know, the dynamics of life. So the article has some brilliant aspects to it, some really frightening, freaky aspects to it. I don't recommend this article for lactating mothers or basically immature adults. But I'm kind of bringing it around to, you know, we're at a really critical time of AI ascendancy. I mean, time is of the essence. This is a really an urgent issue. And there's nothing more valuable than a vision of virtue for the victory of higher love standards to empower sovereignty principles and build community unity in our diversity. So for 17 years, you know, I've been doing the radio show and the podcast Cosmic Love, and I've been unveiling the mysteries of God and this understanding of God is geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, you know, cosmic love in pure geometry form and heart coherent frequency, the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, and the language of angels of love as far as heart coherence, which is an actual frequency, which I have links on these in the articles where you can go in depth to understand it. So it's just, these newsletters are like ebooks. They're multimedia ebooks with videos and links that are like chapters of the ebook where you can go deeper and read the chapters that you're interested in to flesh out the big picture I'm talking about. Now, again, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I have this article, 50 Years Pioneering Aquarian Vision, references my experience on Capitol Hill speaking to the 10 agencies of federal government at the Future Summit, and speaking to the United States Information Agency, United States Communications Agency, the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration, these 10 agencies that are looking to the bicentennial and how we're going to celebrate revolution. Well, I've been at this for 50 years, folks, and there are certain things that I presented to them that can now be made manifest. And these articles go into it. It details it. It explains it. And I've summed up a lot of the potential of AI with how it could manifest a vision of tools and technologies, hardware, software, and netware that can be integrated with heartware, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, our individual and collective consciousness with a conscience, you know, as in Christic cosmic conscience. So I can't think of anything better to do. I'm not able to finish these newsletters right now. You can finish them on your own, like I say, at Heartcom Network, or in the footnotes if you're listening to the replays. They'll be in the footnotes, and there'll be the newsletters with the videos. And I just want to thank you for listening today. I'm, you know, just doing my wrap as I usually do, and I get off on different tangents, but what the heck? Hopefully you've learned something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness. I encourage you to try the tools and processes that are available with AI to optimize your life, and just keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.